exchange rate stability for us, that is consistent with our exchange rate policy framework. What we do and seek to do every day is not to defend a particular rate, but to act in such a way that the volatilities will be minimized. As for the actual movement in the rates, we should expect to see those. You will see the CD go down to 4.1, comes back to 4.16, you know, but what we don't want to see is frequent big swings in the amount. The other side of the story is exporters also depend on the positioning of the CD. It hurts their businesses. If the CD is too strong, in other words, what economists say, when the CD is misaligned in real terms, that will hurt exports. And so we look at all these numbers, and that is why it's not all the time that you see us reacting when CD is probably, you know, moving. We need to be sure that in real terms, we are not hitting exports. We need to be sure that we are encouraging exports, because that is the assurance that we want, that there will be stability going forward. But let me assure you that down the road this year, we don't see a return of the kind of extreme volatility we saw in the past. Why? Because the macro is aligning well. The fiscal, yes, it is a problem, but I think that with all the assurances we've got from the budget, etc., we are dead on track. So once that happens, we should be able to attain our objectives, including ensuring a stable exchange rate going forward.